Greetings, dear listeners. Won't you join my banquet table for a spell? If you will entertain me a moment, I may entertain you as well. Last time on Fruits Basket.
Something just occurred to me. If we went back to the main house, we'd be spending 3 full days there, right?
So, she's gonna be all alone for the next 3 days?
But I wouldn't be happy knowing you missed a wonderful celebration on my account. You should go home for the holidays.
She'll be all right. I worry too much.
I'm sure she'll be fine. She said she would be.
So, for the first time, she is spending this night alone. Can you even imagine how that must feel?
When she told us to be safe.
When she was smiling and waving goodbye?
She was protecting me again.
I should be protecting her.
Where do you think you're going?
I'm going home.
Yuki? Kyo? What are you doing here?
I wanted to watch the first new sunrise here. So...
Yeah, I wanted to come back and eat some of your New Year's soba noodles.
That's right, Akito. You've lost another round. I've never seen you look so pathetic. And yet I'm not surprised.
Hattori. Hattori is serious. He's boring. Most of all, he's cold. He's cold like snow.
For as long as I can remember, I've been ordered to erase people's memories. First by my father, and later, Lord Akito. I always did as I was told, and before long, I got used to it.
Hattori... Please don't erase them. They're the only friends I've ever had.
I was so used to it that by the time Yuki came to me, in tears, begging me to spare his friends, I didn't know what to tell him. So I said nothing. And even though I knew it would hurt him deeply, well, once again, I did as I was told. So when Akito said what he said that day...
Cold like snow.
In a way, he was telling the truth. It didn't even hurt to hear it. Back then, anyway.
Hattori?
Hmm?
Hattori, it is you! Thank goodness, I wasn't sure what I'd do if it turned out I was running
Miss
after
Toru
a stranger.
Honda. Didn't think I'd be seeing her again so soon.
What a coincidence running into you out here. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year. My apologies. I was lost in thought.
Well, I wasn't sure it was you at first. You grew your hair out even longer. It looks good on you, though.
You think so?
Oh, yes. It looks a lot like Shigure's hair, actually.
You don't say... Well, I've been busy with New Year's preparations lately, but I was planning on getting it cut again. I should do that as soon as possible.
Oh, I'm sorry. You don't like it then?
Never mind that. Are you out here alone? I thought Yuki and Kyo were staying with you for the holidays.
Oh, I was just heading home from my first temple visit of the year. I went with a couple of my friends, we parted ways, and then I ran into you. But Yuki and Kyo should be at the main house now. They told me they'd go wish everyone a Happy New Year today.
Oh, did they? Those little liars. I just left the main house, and they haven't shown up once. No doubt they're still at Shigure's place, watching TV, eating oranges, and slouching around the Kotatsu table. It's one thing for Kyo to pull a stunt like this, but Yuki? He's showing a lot of guts. This is the first time on record that the rat has skipped a banquet. It's created quite a stir. Still...
He just wanted to ring in the new year with Toru instead.
So what are you doing in town, Hattori? Are you going shopping?
No, I just needed a little warm city air. Winter's setting in fast, so I thought I'd go for a walk while it was still mildly brisk.
I see. I imagine you've been busy for the past few weeks.
Yes. It's not much, but this is my well-deserved break. Who could blame those boys for choosing her over Lord Akito?
It's snowing!
So it is.
I guess you were right. It is getting colder. First snowfall of the year. I'm glad I bumped into you so I'd have someone to share it with.
I certainly can't blame them. After all, I couldn't make that choice.
You know, they say no two snowflakes are exactly alike.
Toru, be careful!
Hattori, are you okay? Did you bump your head? Where are you? what zodiac animal you were, so I was afraid I wouldn't know what to look for. Water! Water! Wait! No. Seawater? Is it fresh water or seawater? What do I do? How do I? How do I?
That was the last thing I heard before I passed out completely. I'm not even sure how I would have answered her. I try my best not to dwell on the logistics of what I am. It was embarrassing enough when my so-called friends figured it out and began to tease me mercilessly for being the Year of the Dragon.
Wait. You turn into a seahorse. A seahorse?
Can we just drop this, Shigure? I knew I shouldn't have said anything.
No. This is a big thing here. I'm like your best friend, and I have been lied to for years. You told me you were Year of the Dragon.
I am the Year of the Dragon.
But, okay. How big is this seahorse? Are you like a big fire-breathing seahorse? Or, come on, man, how big is this zodiac seahorse?
It's 8 centimeters long.
I am a...
I looked it up while browsing records at the main house.
Okay, now, there has got to be an explanation for this, or you're getting totally screwed over. I'm looking this up.
Please don't. Can we just move on from the subject? Despite my protests, Shigure later informed me that Chinese legend holds the seahorse to be the dragon's descendant, the name literally meaning baby dragon.
So, if dragons don't exist anymore today, maybe their spirits don't either? I don't know. I guess this just makes you the dragon's bastard offspring.
Fine, I'm the dragon's bastard offspring. Glad to see that makes you happy.
I'm not happy, it's just weird, Hari. I'm sorry, I can't help but laugh. That kind of sucks.
Well, it wouldn't be funny at all if he turned into a real dragon. Oh, aren't you overjoyed being able to bless the family with the gift of laughter, Toru?
I wasn't. But I have to admit, hearing Toru Honda's reaction made me laugh a little inside. She said the same thing that, well, it was exactly like her. Her. Kana.
Pleased to meet you. My name is Kana Soma. I'm the, I'm sorry. I'm interning this semester, and I might not have the right place, so I'm really nervous. Are you Dr. Hattori Soma?
I am.
Oh, good. I do have the right office then. Wow. You know, we're both Somas, and I've never even met you before. Sometimes I forget how enormous this family is. It's so old, and... I'm not saying you're old, no. No, actually, all my friends in the program were telling me how lucky I was, and how handsome you were, and, well, you're very popular, even on the outside. And, hey, here I am on the inside, and working with you, and... I'm really nervous. I'm sorry.
Right. Well, this will be your desk, and I have some briefs prepared for you to look over in the next hour. Before that, though, I have an errand I'd like you to run.
Oh, it's snowing. Just look at that. Isn't it beautiful? I knew it was going to snow today.
I'd like you to take these charts down...
I'm sorry. I have a question for you now, actually, if you don't mind.
All right. Ask away.
Okay. When the snow melts, what does it become?
Is this a joke? It becomes water, of course.
Wrong! I thought you might say that. It becomes spring. Spring is my favorite season, so... I like to think it's already hiding underneath the snow. Even in the middle of winter. Just... waiting for the right time to come out. I don't know. I'm just being silly again.
I've heard it said that being with the right person can make you feel more alive than you ever were alone.
Hey, boss man.
When I met Kana, I finally understood what that meant. Every day I saw her grew warmer and brighter, and I began to think of her as my spring. The world on the inside of the Soma family was nothing less than a prison. It darkened all of us in different ways. Me, I was left simply detached, completely frozen into snow for years. And then there she was. Fresh, clear spring.
It at least makes you smile.
Months passed, and I started getting careless. I would walk her to the main gate after work each day. Then we started seeing each other on the weekends. I knew it was inevitable. I was falling in love with her. More and more each day. What I hadn't considered was the other inevitability. Oh, good evening.
Hey, I just thought I'd drop these off here. I forgot to put them in your box before I left, and I figured you'd need them before tomorrow. You know me, scatterbrains and all.
Sure, sure, come in. You can just put them on the table.
Awesome. Hey, sorry. Which table did you mean? Because you've got a pretty big place.
Wait a minute. Just wait.
Hattori! Water! Water! Wait, no. Seawater? Is it freshwater or seawater? Oh, what
it
do I do?
It was also inevitable
Hattori?
That she would find
Hattori?
Out the secret.
Ha! Here's another towel.
Thanks.
I'll dry your hair for you if you want.
Please. So, it's a little late now, but for future reference, if you were to throw a real seahorse into a tub at that velocity, it would be very, very dead. Probably. I've never tried it. But this headache is giving me that impression.
I'm so sorry. I completely panicked and did the first thing that came to mind. That was embarrassing. I guess it all makes sense now, though. I always wondered why you never wanted to hold me.
Kana, I never wanted to hurt
you. It's okay. You must have been scared. You didn't want anyone to know your secret, so you distance yourself from people. Especially the ones you love. But please don't push me away, Hattori. There's no need to be afraid anymore. Not with me. I'm happy I met you. And I'm so happy I fell in love with you.
I wanted so badly to. I was just afraid you'd get too close.
I want to be close to you. I want you to stay with me.
It was the first time in my life I felt like I'd been forgiven for who I was and how I had to live. I'd been saved. The frozen snow had finally been melted by the warm breath of spring. And I couldn't stop the tears. The 2 months that followed were like a dream. I was free. And I wasn't alone.
I think I've squeezed a whole lifetime of happiness into 2 short months. I can't even imagine what a real lifetime would be like. But I think I want to find out.
I agreed. And the smile it brought to her face. It was the most beautiful thing I had ever seen. But I don't think back to it anymore. Now, that smile pierces through my heart. It's a pain I couldn't have imagined until the day I went to ask Akito for his permission to marry her. That was the end of the dream. Okay. Lord Akito will be at the front of the chamber, and he'll be standing up. I'll go in first, bow, and sit on the floor in the center of the room. You come in after he's addressed me. Bow and sit as far back as you can, close to the door. Shigure should already be in there, up against the wall or something, out of the way. He's only here on my behalf, because Lord Akito doesn't know what I'm here to ask him about yet, and I'm just not sure how he'll take it. So, don't acknowledge Shigure. Don't even look at him. and don't say anything to Lord Akito. Right. I think that's everything. Do I look okay?
You look great. Don't be so nervous. I'm with you, okay?
Marriage?
Yes. I've come to humbly ask your permission to marry Kana Soma.
Do you love her?
Yes, Lord Akito.
Do you love her more than me?
I...
Akito! Stop! Enough! Calm down.
How dare he!
I said calm down, Akito!
I won't allow this. You can't marry this woman. Not now, not ever!
Kana, help Hattori. He's bleeding pretty badly.
Hattori? Let me see. You need to move your hand so I can see, okay?
You. Why are you still here?
Kana, just go.
Why would I give him to you? Why would I ever give him to you?
Akito, stop it. Just stop, okay?
I never meant to.
Who do you think,
Kana? Don't listen to
him. You think you can break the curse? You can't. So how dare you assume you can take him away from me?
Just leave.
Hattori, I need to stop the bleeding around your eye, okay?
I don't need you.
You have to let me help you.
We don't need you.
Akito!
Let me see.
No.
Let me see.
If Hattori goes blind, it's all your fault. It's 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 all your fault.
When I finally looked up again with the only good eye I had left, I saw Kana paralyzed with shock. Her eyes seemed empty. Her mouth moved, but no words came out. And then she buried her face in her hands, and it hurt too much to look at her any longer. Kana? Kana, please talk to me. She fell ill not long afterwards. She wouldn't eat, she wouldn't speak. And any pressure for her to do either left her in hysterics. No matter what I said or did, all she would do when I came near her was cry. More than anything, I wanted to blame Akito, tell her it was all his doing, that I loved her enough to take her away from this awful place, no matter the cost. But I couldn't. It was the curse. She got sicker by the day, and all I could do was watch as her grief consumed her.
Your memory suppression skills would come in quite handy at a time like this. Wouldn't you agree?
I can't.
Why? You had no problem with it before. Erase her memories, and everything goes back to the way it should be. She's in pain right now because of you. Her memories of you, her love for you, are what causes her to suffer. If you love her as much as you claim to, your final duty is to release her from that suffering. This is not about what you want, my dearest Hattori. Do you know what I think? I think she wants you to release her from this curse.
It would have been better if... we'd never met. You've never met me.
The truth is, she wants to forget you.
I didn't want to believe it. But Lord Akito said it was true. So I had no choice. Kana, I want you to be perfectly still for a moment. I'm going to place my hand over your eyes now. I'll have to grip pretty tightly, but just for a second. It won't hurt. I promise. I'm going to make you feel better about what happened. Okay? I thought I'd been forgiven. Was all of this retribution instead? I had erased dozens of people's memories in the past, just following orders. I hurt so many people. Yuki, Momiji, so many others. And I felt nothing. I never thought I'd have to destroy the memories of someone I loved. They were the most important memories in the world to me, and I could never share them with another person again. Was that my punishment? If there's anything you want to tell me, I'm listening. You can tell me now.
Tori, I'm sorry.
Kana?
I couldn't protect you. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Tori. I'm so sorry, Tori.
No. I'm the one who should apologize. I'm the one who couldn't protect her.
I'm happy I met you. And I'm so happy I fell in love with you.
Thank you, Kana. It's all right now. There's nothing there to hurt you anymore. Oh, God. Please. I pray you'll let her find someone who can make her happy someday. I don't care if I die frozen in time. I don't care if I ever love again. But please, God.
Hattori?
Please.
Hattori? Hattori! Oh, good. You're awake.
It's cold.
Don't get up! Don't get up! You're cold because underneath the coat, you're naked. I didn't see anything, though. I promise.
Where am I?
You don't remember? Well, you met me in town, and we were having a conversation when I slipped, and you tried to catch me, and then you slipped.
That's right.
And then you bumped your head.
I remember now.
And then you transformed, and then you passed out. I didn't know what to do, so I moved you to a park bench and then covered you up with your coat so no one could see. And then I started to look for some water, but you changed back, so I didn't see anything.
So you saw
No, no, I didn't see any!
Zodiac form.
Oh. Yes, I did.
I'm going to get dressed and be on my way.
Please don't go! I didn't think it was funny at all. I was surprised, I guess, but I thought you were really cute as a seahorse.
Okay, just I need to get dressed now.
Oh, right. I'll go get you something warm to drink. I'll be right back.
I suppose I should consider myself lucky there aren't too many people roaming the park today. It's been a long time since I've dreamt of Kana. So why now? I wonder if it's the snow that reminds me. Or perhaps it wasn't just a dream after all.
Really? He finally proposed? Oh my gosh, congratulations! We were wondering why you'd suddenly come back to Tokyo.
Yeah, we're going over the specifics of the ceremony with my parents right now. It's a mess, but it's fun.
At least your folks approve of your fiancé. I wish I could say as much. Speaking of which, why didn't you bring him with you? I wanted to meet
him. Well, he's busy with work. The wedding's gonna be in his hometown anyway, so he didn't need to come on this little trip.
She'd grown her hair out, and didn't seem as wild and energetic as I'd remembered. But it was her. Just a few yards away.
Well, okay. What's he like? Why do you want to marry this guy?
He's honest, for one thing. He can't lie to save his life, and I feel so at peace when I'm with him. He makes all the stress in my life just vanish, you know?
Is he smoking hot?
Well, I find him attractive, yes.
No, Kana, come on. Is he smoking hot like your doctor friend?
No, he's nowhere near as good-looking as Hattori, but... That man was unnaturally handsome. That is not
fair. Oh, look what you're saying.
Stop it. Hattori is a nice-looking man, and I liked him a lot. But it was completely one-sided, so I let it go. You think he's so sexy, you two can have him.
Kana's changed somewhat in the 2 years since we parted. But she still has the same smile. I'm happy for her. and it doesn't hurt to look at that smile anymore. Congratulations.
Huh? Hmm? Congratulations on what?
It's nothing. Thank you for the drink.
Huh?
It seems time didn't freeze for either of us 2 years ago. I would be lying if I said I wasn't shocked that she's engaged to someone else already. But I'm happy to finally know releasing her was the right thing to do. I didn't understand then, but I already had the answer to my prayers. Tell me, Toru.
Hmm?
When the snow melts, what does it become?
That is a tricky question. Oh, I know! It becomes spring! That's the answer, right? No matter how cold it gets in the coming weeks, spring will come again someday, when all the snow melts. It'll be there waiting for us, without fail. It's kinda neat to think about, I guess. Is that what you were looking for?
No matter how cold it gets, spring will come again someday. It will always be there, waiting for us, when the snow is ready to melt.
Is your coffee okay?
Always.
I wasn't sure what flavor you liked.
Without fail.
Next time, on Fruits Basket.
A cold? Oh no, I hope it's not serious. The endurance runs tomorrow.
You push yourself too hard, you transform. And then I have a lot of problems to deal with.
Here, kitty, 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 kitty.
Episode 13, Running of the Bulls. I hope you will visit my banquet again.